only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
Well, hello, big riggers. Thanks for joining me, Jim Campbell, as we talk all things trucking. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about a recent incident that sent shockwaves through the trucking community as a Washington State truck driver found himself in big-time hot water after a truck inspection truck stop near Portland, Oregon, escalated with some serious violations. Before we get into it, please remember to like, subscribe, click that notification bell at the bottom, and future reference, if you want to listen to my podcast, you can do so wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, Jim Campbell Trucking. Okay, let's get into it. Deputies from the Washington County Sheriff's Department conducted a wait and inspection stop on a tractor trailer at the intersection of Northwest Jackson School Road and Northwest Shady Brook Road in Oregon, driven by 23-year-old David Barbicar from Tacoma, Washington. Little did the driver know that this stop would lead to a chain of events resulting in hefty fines and an unexpected arrest. The truck, traveling through a section of Northwest Jackson School Road, which was subject to a weight limit of 13 tons, which is 26,000 pounds, was found to be significantly over this limit as its total weight was 89,000 pounds, meaning that not only was he over gross limit of 80,000 pounds, but he was also a mega 63,000 pounds overweight for this section of road. Now, as if that wasn't enough, further inspection revealed additional violations, including falsifying his logbook and ultimately resulting in the driver being put out of service and fined a staggering $19,400. And if that wasn't bad enough, despite being put out of service, Barbicar was arrested less than 2 hours later for knowingly violating the out-of-service directive by another deputy while operating the same tractor trailer on Highway 26. Now, there's no good argument that can be made in defense of 23-year-old David Barbicar with regard to the overweight ticket, his logbook violation, or moving his rig once he was put out of service. However, doesn't it seem a little overzealous to give him a huge ticket in the amount of $19,400 for these infractions? I mean, it's not like he raped somebody, killed somebody, robbed somebody. Come on, $19,400. Now, there are many, many, many other examples of these same Washington County deputies actively going after truckers in what at times seems like gotcha weight trap situations. And especially so when considering just how many restricted roadways there are around the Portland and Washington County, Oregon areas. It's almost like they do it on purpose. Okay, check out this report.
So we're going to check your weights and do a inspection on you here. You got your license and the truck paperwork, I can see.
As motor carrier enforcement, we are, as I said, part of the traffic safety unit. So our focus is going to be traffic safety in the county to make the roads safer. Our specialty in that department is going to be commercial vehicle. So typical day in the life of a motor carrier officer, usually we'll set up occasionally like this where we'll pull trucks in. Probably the majority of our day is spent driving around, actively looking for trucks that are on the road. Frequently we just drive around roads of the county where we know there are truck traffic, if we know there's construction going on, or we know there's a pit that's having trucks come out that are heavy, then we'll start working outside that pit. We'll get trucks coming and going from there. We'll get weights on them to make sure they're within the legal weight limits of the state.
Did you set your brakes?
No.
You go ahead and set them, and then you can go ahead and close your hood up.
By us having this position and being certified to do the level one and level two inspections, we have the authority and the ability to put these dangerous trucks out of service.
Now, did you happen to notice how the Sheriff's Department was setting up their portable scales along the roadside of a bridge with traffic driving by mere feet away? The deputy even admitted that their day is all about riding around looking for trucks to pull over and inspect, and also setting up outside shipper locations as means of checking trucks as soon as they're loaded and leaving the premises of the shipper. I can't see how these tactics can be deemed legal or safe. Can you? Here's another example of what appears to be a predatory system of trucking law enforcement designed to write huge ticket of fines as means of generating revenue. Last June, deputies with Washington County, Oregon's Commercial Traffic Division, which is only 20 miles from the city of Portland, Oregon, stopped a tractor trailer that was displaying signs signifying it as an oversized load. According to deputies, the initial stop was due to improperly secured load and missing warning flags. Now, according to the deputy, the driver was pulled over and it was discovered the driver did not have permits required to haul this large of a load and this heavy of a load. Now, deputies weighed the truck and trailer at the scales on Highway 26 near Highway 6. According to deputies, the truck was so overweight that it would not even been eligible for a weight variance permit. The traffic stop and weighing of the vehicle resulted in a fine of $20,256. I didn't stutter. Resulted in a fine of $20,256. The truck was placed out of service, and the company was required to bring in a larger trailer with more axles to accommodate the weight. Once again, there's no good argument that can be made in defense of this driver with regard to his overweight ticket and not having a permit for this load. However, doesn't it seem a little overzealous to once again hand out a huge ticket in the amount of $20,256? Now, this is not your ordinary sheriff's department. After all, they have their very own canine unit with an indoor training center, an on-site police driver training area, an indoor shooting range, their very own commercial truck enforcement division, their very own SWAT team, a mobile radar unit complete with drones, and each unit is equipped with the very latest in vehicles, vans, SWAT trucks, and technology. Nice facilities and equipment, huh? They also have a state of the art facility that they work out of, complete with a modern day jail pod, an indoor inmate lounge, and an outdoor rec center. And if that ain't enough, they also have their own very own YouTube website located at Washington County Sheriff's Office that has a staggering 173 YouTube videos detailing some of their exploits and community events. Question for you. Do you remember back when the riots and lootings were taking place in the city of Portland? There were 100 straight days of rioting, looting, setting businesses on fire. There was also a 3-block area that protesters took over. And, you know, the cops and city mayor just let them do what they want to do in that 3-block area. We saw it in the news day after day after day. Now, I wonder if this same well-equipped sheriff's department, which is located a mere 20 miles from the city of Portland, was just as aggressive against those rioters and looters as you are currently against truckers. Kind of makes you wonder if that state-of-the-art facility, all those separate divisions, and all that updated equipment was paid for by individual members of the trucking industry, doesn't it? Things that make you go, All right, my friends. Remember to like, subscribe, ring that notification bell at the bottom. And once again, if you want to listen to the podcast, you can do so on your favorite podcast listening device, Jim Campbell Trucking. Thanks a lot. Talk to you later. Bye.
I can hardly wait till I'm a trucker.